more recognizable now, Miss
Mays. There you go.
All right.
I'm not bragging, babe, so don't put me down. But I've got the fastest set of wheels in town. When something comes up to me, he don't even try. Cause if I had a set of wings, man, I know she could fly. She's my little Deuce Coupe. You don't know what I got. You don't know what I got. Just a little Deuce Coupe with a flat.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Good morning. Guess what time it is? It's when you hear little Deuce Coupe, you know it's time for the Car Care Show with our friends at Affordable Automotive Gulf Breeze, and our friend Ken Chartel and his son Kenny Chartel are here. It's a family-owned business right out there and just outside the proper, as they say.
Yes, about a mile west of the Gulf Breeze Zoo. We're located on Highway 98 at 5366 Gulf Breeze Parkway. And good morning, Meg.
Good morning.
Glad to be here.
So we got Ken and Kenny and Howard Seaton, one of our marketing consultants here at the radio stations.
Good morning, guys.
Hey, good morning, Howard. How are you doing?
Great to see you on this
looking
beautiful.
Great.
Ooh,
thank
the gang's
you.
All here on this
thank
beautiful
you. I'll take,
day.
I'll take the bag off my face.
Oh, well.
A face for radio, what
there
can I say?
Go. Can I say?
Bump. Okay.
Well, we're talking cars today, aren't
there's
we?
There's a lot to talk about. I was thinking about y'all this week because I'm seeing all kinds of sales and used car signs and this and that. Mm-hmm. So you walked in and said you wanted to talk about used cars and picking and buying and when to sell, all that good stuff.
Our theme today is going to be used car buying tips and what to look for before you buy rather than after you've signed on the dotted line. Bring it to us and say, hey, I just bought it. Give it a look over and we give you a list, unfortunately, of things that the last owner decided not to deal with, traded it in, and now you've
yikes.
Got that. So we see that often. So we're going to talk a little bit about the importance of pre-buy inspections, what to look for when buying a used car, and maybe some things to maybe look for whenever you're in the market for a new car, too. So we're going to kind of kick the show off with that today. What do you think, Pops?
I think that sounds like a great idea. You know, some of the used cars out there, you got to beware of them. They didn't trade them in because they didn't like them, most likely.
Mm. You know?
Oftentimes, that's the case, isn't it?
It usually is. There's something that they found out that is not quite right.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That makes sense. And a lot of folks right now, we were talking before we got one on the air, with the economy right now and some warnings about the car prices going up and the computers, blah, 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 all that stuff, they're saying, well, probably best to buy a used car. But that's a whole, I mean, that's kind of risky in a way, and especially if you don't know a lot about cars.
Absolutely, and even more so if you have no history on that car that's been around or driving around for 8-10 years now, 100,000 miles on it, and now all of a sudden you're the new owner of this mm-hmm. thing, you know. And while we're quick to get the armor all wipes out and get it all looking good,
shining it up,
you know, one thing we forget is what's underneath the hood and underneath the car, and how do those brakes look? How, you know. How's the cooling system? Mm-hmm. What's the maintenance been like?
Now, isn't there a way to find the record from that VIN number?
Yeah, absolutely. Just like your vehicle crash reports that Carfax has, they also mm-hmm. have a service Carfax for most shops that are now online and a part of that program for any services you have on the vehicle. If, again, they're part of this Carfax service program, then those automatically get uploaded. So for any vehicle out there, you can do not only a collision search, but a vehicle service search as well. Our shop, Affordable Automotive, is a part of that. So whenever you have service done, be it from the first day or 10 years later, all those records will show up in terms of oil changes or major or minor maintenance, anything in terms of overall work done on the vehicle. So, yes, but let's also remember the Carfax for crashes and services are only as good as the people inputting the information. And sometimes, well, maybe we got into a fender bender we never reported, or maybe we did some work on the side that was never entered in. So those missing pieces in the puzzle are sometimes rather important. And, you know, well, what happened between that 10,000 mile mark? They were great up until this interval and then nothing. And, you know, in that 10,000 miles, if you start letting an oil change go, as we've discussed before, that's bad news bears for your vehicle in terms of longevity.
Well, this reminds me, I'm probably dating myself a little bit, but back when Katrina happened, do you remember when all those cars that got flooded? And then people just cosmetically put them back out on the market, but the whole interiors had been completely ruined by floodwaters. And it took a while. I think there's some legislation that happened after that. But do you remember that? That was
a
big
absolutely.
Deal.
Yeah, that was a big deal, you know, because a lot of those cars, they went underwater, and yeah, you know, it was brackish water. It wasn't pure salt water.
Yeah.
So brackish water is not as bad, but it still is. It gets in those connectors underneath the dash because they're not weather pack connectors under the dash. So moisture can get into those, and the corrosion, even brackish water, will corrode those connectors.
Yeah.
And eventually things stop working.
Yeah.
Electricity and water do not mix.
Not very well.
No. So you probably want to find a local established used car dealer versus the ones you kind of see on the corner that popped up this month and are gone next month. Those.
Those are,
But they sell them cheap.
They sell them cheap, you know.
You can find a good deal, though, with some of those. And the biggest thing there is just making sure that, you know, wherever you purchase it, that you can do a pre-inspection purchase on the vehicle. And, you know, make sure they'll allow you to take it somewhere to have it looked at, not by their mechanics or anything, but, you know, by somebody with fresh eyes on the vehicle.
You know, and we've seen cars that look perfect from the outside, but once you get it up on a lift, need thousands of dollars in repair. And some things you just can't see until you have it up on a lift or pull those engine covers up and off the engine once you've popped that hood. Again, so much of this engine is covered with plastic covers to make it look fancy. But remember, the meat and potatoes, the heart of these vehicles is underneath all this plastic covering and fanciness. And, you know, when you have it up on a lift, you're looking for things like fluid leaks, uneven tire wear. How's the underside? Has it been up north most of its life and then found its way down south? You know, be mindful that while we're, you know, close to the water, we have some of the similar effects that a northern vehicle does in some cases. In some cases, a little bit worse because that salt air is all around us. For those that live out on the beach, you're very inundated. So it's amazing how much of that salty air gets in between cracks and underneath hood. And you find sand in places you didn't think sand could get underneath one of these vehicles. So, you know, the environment in which we live in has a big effect on the vehicle as well.
No doubt.
So some things you have to watch, too, is like some of these dealerships from up north. On lease vehicles, which a lease vehicle, you know, buying a lease vehicle, I think is a good idea. But you got to be careful. What some of these dealerships are doing is they're bringing northern lease vehicles down here that are kind of rusty underneath.
Mm.
They look beautiful from the outside, like Kenny was saying. But, you know, they've been up north, and you can tell it. You know, no, I bought it from a local dealer, yes, but they... If you trace back, you probably found it was bought originally in New York or Ohio or something
Yeah,
like
and on
that
note, let's talk a little bit about some of your used car buying avenues and places you can buy that now with the advent, well, with the internet and the advent of your Carvanas and your other online retails for automotive cars. You know, you have to remember, everybody across the nation is buying and selling a car. And as Pops had mentioned before, usually we're not getting rid of a car because we're in love with it. It's because it's costing us too much and we're tired of it. So we dump it off, and that's an easy way to do it. Okay, we pick up a next car, but for the person on the other end getting your old car, sometimes Carvana can take those vehicles and move them regionally. So for vehicles down south, they can get more up north because it's not a rusty vehicle. And up north, the people know what they're looking for in a rusty vehicle, so they bring them down south to those who don't know what they're looking for.
Exactly.
So you have to remember, this is all marketing in such a way, so you have to be very mindful about what you're getting. And while that BMW Mini just says it was in Pompano, Florida, it may have spent most of its life in upstate New York and then moved down just 6 months ago. And those years up north have ruined the vehicle in terms of a long-term investment and something minor maintenance is going to keep from going.
So you're listening to the Car Care Show. We've got our experts in the house, Ken and Kenny Chartel with Affordable Automotive and Gulf Breeze, Howard Seaton, who's our marketing consultant here with ADX Communications. And if you've got a question about your car, maybe you're thinking about selling it or possibly looking at a used car right now, or just a mechanical question about, because it is the Car Care Show, 850-437-1620, sorry. Text that in. And by the way, the guys are going to be here for the whole hour, so excited to have time to really get into some of your questions.
Absolutely, Meg. We're excited to talk car care with you.
So I had a, you know, so we talked about, you know, the value of knowing what you're buying and so forth, but there's a lot of transactions going on person to person.
Absolutely.
So what would you tell someone that, you know, they think they found a deal, but it's a person to person thing, and they say, hey, I, you know, I just want to be sure I want to take it to my mechanic. In your case, maybe they're taking it to you to get it checked out. And the people are a little bit reluctant. I don't know if I want to do that. But I had it checked out and everything was good. Trust me.
Mm-hmm. Walk away.
Walk away. You know, taking anybody's word for it, whether it be a house or a car or whatever, or a candy bar. Yeah, it's always important to do your own homework on that. And if they're raising some red flags about you having it inspected, they're hopefully trying not to let you find something that'll deter you from the sell, you know, or the buy. Mm-hmm. So yeah, absolutely, you know, and 90, you know, most people out there buying and selling cars don't want to sell. I don't want to sell a piece of junk to somebody only for it to have it come back, you know, to me, or, you know, be like, that guy's the one that sold me that pile, you know. And so things like that, most people are out there to just get rid of the car for a good deal, you know, both parties mutual, and that's it. But at the end of the day, for a used vehicle on the handshake side, definitely it's important still to have that inspected. You know, it doesn't hurt for you to say no. It hurts for you to say yes, and then a thousand or two later, you're really cursing the guy.
And then a follow-up to that. So, you know, you're dealing with a person-to-person, and, of course, you know, when you're buying it from an individual, they're really putting a lot of emotional value into that car, and a lot of times they're going to be asking more than what it's probably worth, but it's worth a lot to them.
Mm-hmm.
My question is, in these days and ages when everybody's buying these used vehicles, and we used to go by the book values and the Kelley book and the Blue Book values and so forth, but can you really go by that, or is that something you have to toss out the window these days? Has the used car market kind of flipped in that? And explain that to people and how they would go about becoming and obtaining a proper value, what they should pay.
Well, a lot of that has to do with, again, you can still use that all as a benchmark. You know, it's a good benchmark. Again, look at, different regions in the country. What's that car going for up in New York? What's that car going for in California? What's that car going, you know, for in other places? And then take all that and kind of put it together, and that should give you about what you're going to get for it here, because, northern cars aren't worth as much. And dealerships, you also have to remember, when you're buying a car independently from somebody, you know, a person to person and not a dealership, the dealership's not going to offer much for your trade-in because they want to make some money on it. So if they say they're giving you top dollar for it, they're really not. They're giving you their top dollar that they know they can still make another $2,000-$3,000 on the car. And that's why you'll find that the individual sale like that is usually higher than, you know, or about the same price as what you're going to find on a dealership. But the dealers paid a lot less for that car. And, you know, some then go to auctions and things like that, depending on, you know, the vehicle and condition.
We did have a question that came in kind of on the same topic. How can I obtain a Carfax report? Is that a national database, or how do I get that? How do I obtain those background reports that y'all were talking about earlier?
Yeah, online you can go to Carfax service centers,
mm-hmm.
and from that point, you should be able to look up by entering your VIN number of the vehicle.
And where do you find that on the newer cars, especially?
On your VIN, on the vehicle, your VIN number can be located in a couple places. It was almost always universally put in the driver's side lower corner of the front windshield.
Mm-hmm.
So that is usually still a common point for all cars. Another one is inside of the front driver's door jamb. So right when you open up that door, you're going to look down. And we also talked about tire pressures.
Your tire monitor pressures.
And your tire monitor pressure stickers there to let you know what that inflation should be for all four tires. As well, it'll have that vehicle identification number, your VIN number. What'll include there is your date of build, whatever month and year that was manufactured in. While it may be a 22, it might have been manufactured in 8 of 21. Other things that might be included are different options, gross vehicle weight, maximum vehicle weight, you know, what's your maximum capacity. So there's some important things on that sticker as far as the VIN goes. But getting back to the service history, if you can't obtain it online, which I'm pretty sure you can, whether it's a free service or not, you can always give us a shout over at Affordable Automotive, 850-932-0811. And, of course, one of our many services at our shop is a pre-buy inspection. Often we see a post-buy inspection, which we hate to see. We like to see the pre-buy inspection.
Pre-buy is the way to go.
Because then the customer...
Post, it's too late.
Post, it's too late, and we're usually adding something to the bill other than any inspection, or at least in an estimate. But at that point in time, we always like to run a service history so we can get an idea of what the maintenance has been like. You know, and in that regard... talking about used cars real quick, you know, there was an old saying out there at restaurants, you know, you walk into the bathroom, if the bathroom's clean, you can pretty much assure the kitchen's clean. Well, in a vehicle, if the inside of the vehicle is dirty, trash, stains everywhere, you can pretty much bet that they haven't done very much maintenance underneath the hood. Mm-hmm. Now, just because the inside of the vehicle is immaculate and there's not a scratch on it doesn't mean that that's also true underneath the hood.
Right.
But your probability of it being maintained and taken care of is a lot higher with something like that.
Okay, we're talking with our friends from Affordable Automotive in Gulf Breeze. This is the Car Care Show, 850-437-1620. We got a comment for you, Kenny. It says, hello, Kenny. Not a car question right now, but a plug that it's great to hear you on the radio and sharing your passion to help people. Kenny worked for me when he was in high school. What a great kid and family. From Brandon.
Oh, well, thank you very much, Brandon. We really appreciate you listening and tuning in.
There you go. So a couple other questions to follow up after that. Bruce wanted to know, what's the cost of a pre-inspection?
Yeah, actually, our pre-buy inspections start off at $95, and we go through the vehicle with a full bumper-to-bumper inspection, top to bottom. We throw it up on the lift. Give you an idea of where you're at with your brakes. Again, our service records, we'll get you a copy of that and just kind of go over what we're seeing on the vehicle and maybe some yellow and red flags coming up as the miles go up. So does those maintenance items as such. You know, we still have spark plugs and things like that to replace. But again, on these pre-buy inspections, we're going to take a look at some of those things, you know, and make sure that at least what you got is what you paid for.
So how long does that take? So if you were going to buy a car and you wanted to tell that dealership, I want to get this pre-inspected off the lot, how long does it usually take?
Yeah, absolutely. Usually about 45 minutes to an hour. And the best thing there is, of course, we always do all of our stuff by schedule. So be sure to schedule an appointment with us. But if you have a pre-buy inspection, we always try to make sure we can work that in. Because, again, if I'm buying a car today or tomorrow or interested in one, it's tough for me to wait a week to get an appointment.
Right.
We understand that. So we always try to block off a little bit of time. It's not long. Again, we're there to help you make a better decision in buying that vehicle as well, because not only do we want to see you back, but not for problems that you could have avoided on a used
right.
vehicle that you were just getting rid of from another vehicle.
Okay, well, here's another question that just came in along those lines. Can someone shady roll the odometer back? Ooh.
Pops, you want to talk about that a little bit? More of your time.
That's a loaded question for the Car Care Show, I think. Ooh.
Yeah, years ago it was a lot easier than it is now. Now you need some sophisticated software to try to finagle all the computers because that mileage is stored in quite a few different computers in the vehicle, a transmission computer, the body control module computer. So the mileage and VIN number is all stored in those systems. So it's a little harder. You know, might be able to fool what you're seeing, but it's hard to fool the other computers when you go in with a scanner then. And you'll see different mileages that, you know, might not add up. Mm-hmm. So,
hey, Pops, what does that mean? Maybe take us back to your day when people would quote-unquote roll odometers back, because maybe some people don't even know what that is.
Back in the day.
Rolling the odometer, man.
Start talking about that horse and that buggy.
Not that far back. Come back forward a little bit.
But maybe when you put the key in the ignition, which I was talking about earlier.
Yes, that thing.
That key thing.
A key for our trunk, too.
Yes. Right. Oh, gosh.
Where's that push button?
And a different key, by the way.
Yes, a different key.
Not that I ever lost that key.
But yeah, rolling an odometer back in the day meant you literally pulled the speedometer head out and you opened it up and they were all on a set of gears. So if you were very careful and you could slide the little plastic gear over to the side and now you could pick what mileage you wanted to put on it and then you slide the gear back in place and
away you went. Instead of 100,000, you now had a 60,000-mile car, and I can get a little bit more for that.
And there was no computer storing that mileage anywhere, so unless you can find an old maintenance record that would show, you know, somebody, you know, left an oil change, maintenance underneath the seat that you mm-hmm. bought, and you know, the car had 90,000, and wait a minute, you know, this mm-hmm. thing says it had 90, and I just bought it with 60,000. Okay.
Boy. Yeah.
That was the only way you really could get caught with that unless somebody
flat out squealed on you. So I guess if you're buying an older car, that would be
an older car,
relevant.
It's very possible, you know.
We went to digital speedometers or digital odometers back in the 2000s, so it's... Those are very hard to try.
And anybody selling you a vehicle, that is a very rare event, you know.
True.
Not like it was back in the day. It's one of those things people just don't fiddle around with. And matter of fact, it doesn't seem, and this is just from our observation, it doesn't seem like there's a whole lot of effort these days into making cars look good. And it baffles me what we find coming into the shop that people have just bought. And 2 days ago, it looks like you've lived in it for a week. And no disrespect to anybody out there, of course, but, you know, it is important to like a nice, clean car. You want maintenance-free. It's important to look at all those things. Unfortunately, we had a car a couple weeks ago where it came in, and the customer had just purchased it, and hated to say, but she needed brakes all the way around. It was simple maintenance item, but that's an easy decision for somebody else to say, you know what, I'm not putting $1,000 into this thing. It's time to sell it. I've had my fun. And now somebody else picked up the bills. So you hate to see that. And maybe it would have deterred her from the buy, too, you know, had she known. Not mad. Glad. You know, we all have to stop, so.
Yeah, no doubt. We're talking with Ken and Kenny Chartel with Affordable Automotive in Gulf Breeze. Howard Seaton is here with us. This is the Car Care Show. And the good news is, if you haven't had a chance to get your question in, they're going to be staying with us for the next half hour till 11. So 850-437-1620. It's time to text those questions in. Talking a lot today about used cars and how to, I don't know, make sure you're getting the right used car.
Yeah, avoid the problems somebody else is giving away.
Uh-huh.
So here's one on your list. I saw strange smells. You want to explain that? Strange smell. I mean, is this somebody that needed some deodorant when you brought it in?
That could be one. Maybe not something I'd want to maybe buy. But
let's not go there.
We're actually talking more about, oil burning smells or that sweet smell. I smell antifreeze every time I start it up. We were just working on one before.
This morning
on something like that. And so, yeah, any smells that you might have, unusual burning smell, exhausty smell, a sweet smell, you know, things that are abnormal to driving a car, that's definitely a red flag. If you're on a test drive or something and thinking about this vehicle, be wary there. You don't want an oil change to be the first thing you need to take care of after you bought the vehicle.
Mm-hmm. And also leaking, right? If you see you pull out for the test drive and there's a big puddle.
Yeah, absolutely. Let's hope not, but
that's probably not a good sign.
Usually not.
No.
But unfortunately, we have seen that before, too, with the Carvana product, actually, you know, and it was repaired at another shop somewhere. But missing a piece of metal, a heat shield, ultimately, long story short, this heat shield was missing, the plastic valve cover melted, and of course, this heat shield of... nevertheless, that customer, we finally got them taken care of, but you just never know what you're going to get sometimes, so it's
important.
So that's
why you need experts like our friends at Affordable Automotive Gulf Breeze to take care of you. What's that website, phone number, and location again?
We're located at 5366 Gulf Breeze Parkway, a mile west of the Gulf Breeze Zoo, and you can always find us online at affordableautomotivegulfbreeze.com, and be sure to reach us at 850-932-0811.
We'll be back with a Car Care Show after the news.
Stick around.
Good morning. Welcome back to Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. Just in time for the continuation of the Car Care Show. We've got Kenny Chartel, and Howard Seaton, one of our marketing consultants here at ADX Communications, with you for the Car Care Show. And this is your chance to text in your questions, comments. We've been talking this morning. We have a theme about used cars. But before we go there, tell us about the shop and where y'all are located in case someone would love to come in and have that pre-inspection done.
Well, we've been located in the same location for over 30 years now. My father started the business December 1st, 95, and we're located a
1995.
Mile. Sorry, 1995. Forgive me.
Let's
95 BC. Yes, that was true.
1995. Yes, thank you, Meg. CE.
And, I know he was a little older, but not
just
that old.
30 years. 1-0. And we've been in the same location that whole time, serving the greater Gulf Coast and our locals on either end of the beach, right there by the zoo at 5366 Gulf Breeze Parkway. And so we've been. Quality you can afford for those 30 years, and just trying to show people the right thing, you know, and prove to them that why they need to be bringing their car to Affordable Automotive. So, you know, we're here to help, and we've always enjoyed doing what we do. These cars aren't any easier, though, I'll tell you that, Pops.
They were
right?
A lot easier to work on 30 years
No doubt. No doubt. This is Pep Talk and the Car Care Show. If you've got a question or comment, 850-437-1620. We have one from Bruce that we didn't quite get to the last half hour, so we're going to start with that one. Bruce wants to know, can you recommend anyone for outfits to order replacement driver and or passenger seat bottoms, or recommend an outfit to order, he says.
Yeah, actually, I'd have to get back to you on that one. We do have, there's a couple of upholstery places that our customers have referred to us, and they've done some great job getting the interiors of those vehicles back to what we would call an original condition when those seat covers haven't been around for a long time. I'll have Miss Meg maybe get us that information, sir, or if you get a chance, give us a call over there at Affordable Automotive, 850-932-0811, and we can get you that information. But there's a couple of upholster shops around that we might be able to recommend for you.
Okay.
There are some companies online now that are actually making a seat cover. Not one of those things you just drape over and, you know, it has a bungee cord that holds it in.
I'm talking,
you know, an actual seat cover that you can order it, you know, the right color and everything, and it'll have the right design and everything like that on it. For later model vehicles, older stuff, it's a little harder, but for later model vehicles, there are companies out there that are reproducing. Now, it's not going to be leather. It's going to be of some other material, but it will look just like the original.
Oh, great. Okay, well, Bruce says thanks. I'll call you guys. What's that number again?
850-932-0811. Affordable Automotive.
This is
all you can afford.
This is the Car Care Show with Affordable Automotive in Gulf Breeze. Got another question that came in. Are there certain small truck models that, because we are talking about used cars, are there certain small truck models that hold up well mechanically? I need one.
Yeah, the small truck market, I mean, not all of us need a full size. I myself have a Toyota Tacoma. It's an 07, and it's been a great vehicle for
me. 07, wow, okay.
And, you know, again, maintenance goes a long way, and I've kept up with that over the years. And I think anybody who's owned a Toyota product and kept up with the maintenance can also attest to that. I'll vouch for the Tacomas as being a great, you know, smaller vehicle. Pops, what's your take on some of that?
I kind of like the Nissan Frontier for a smaller vehicle. Those seem to be quite reliable. We don't see a lot of them in the shop for any major repairs. A little four-cylinder engine really seems to hold up. The V6 engine that they have, the 4.0, is quite a good engine. It's been around for a while. And their transmissions seem to hold up quite well. They do have a pretty good towing capacity, too. So, you know, greater than some of these other vehicles like your Colorados and stuff like that. You know, some of the foreign stuff seems to have pretty high towing capacities.
Even your Honda Ridgeline, while Honda's not known for their trucks, again, their towing capacity is right up there against Toyota and some of those in terms of a mid to smaller vehicle.
When you're looking at small trucks. Yeah.
You know, and that's something important to look at, too. Make sure that whatever you plan on towing or thinking of towing, be it that small RV or boat with, you know,
a smaller vehicle,
you know, make sure you look at what those load capacities are, how heavy that trailer is or boat, and what that truck is rated for. You know, you certainly don't want something that can only tow 3,000 pounds, and you're talking a 5,000-pound boat, and it's just not going to work, you know.
No, that's not going to work. The brakes are never going to handle it, and And when you're saying towing a boat, remember a lot of these trailers do have brakes, but you put that trailer in and out of that salt water a few times and don't keep them clean, the brakes stop working. So now you're relying on your little truck to stop you.
Okay. Oh, boy. This is the Pep Talk, the Car Care Show, 850-437-1620. One of the questions that came in is, I like to do things myself. So, oh, here we go.
Don't blame me there.
I don't either.
So what are some of the routine things you can do on your own, and what do you that you've seen people make mistakes that you recommend not doing on your own?
That's basically on your level of experience, mm-hmm. really.
I think every wife relates to this one.
I can fix that, honey. Don't you worry.
I had a flashback from my marriage anywhere. All of a sudden. He's like, I know how to do this. Are you sure you don't want to call an expert on this?
There's a lot of pieces on the ground. I didn't even know it came from
that. Does that much of the engine really need to come out?
Time to change husbands.
Yeah, did that. No. That's a whole nother show.
Okay, well,
but anyway, back to the question.
Yeah, I mean,
it's... Because people do. They think, I can do this. I can take... But it's not the same as it used to be.
No, even basic oil changes anymore. They have so many underbelly pans on these vehicles, one for aerodynamics, two to keep things from splashing up, three, I think they put them there to conceal oil leaks until that pan overflows.
Mm-hmm.
But, it's hard to even just do an oil change, and most don't even give you an access hole where the drain plug is or the oil filter, so that whole panel has to be removed, and some of these panels can be, 3 feet by 5 feet long, even.
Mm-hmm. With about 20 fasteners.
Right, 20. Wow. Yeah.
And three different versions of that, 8mm, Phillips flathead, and a locking pin.
You kind of get in there and you're in over your head right from the get-go. Huh?
So again, like you said, it's all in your level of willingness and experience. And I'll tell you some of the things that are easy enough to check. And we've actually got some videos on this. If you ever wanted to go check them out at Affordable Automotive, GulfBreeze.com, you can get into some of our video series where we talk about some of these maintenance items, wiper blades, the importance of coolant systems. And one thing that most anybody can take a look at and do a quick Google search on how to check it is a cabin air filter, an engine air filter. Those are some simple things. For the more advanced person trying to get under the hood and do some maintenance item like a spark plug or something, here's what I'll say to that. Make sure you follow the torque specs, because so often we see customers come in with a misfire or some engine code that's come up after
spark plug
that they've since had after replacing plugs or something like that. And so often, I change the plugs myself, but they only get them, not doing this all the time. Mm-hmm. I get it. There's a certain feel, but of course that's why they have calibrated
torque
wrenches and torque specs for each of these things. And so spark plugs are no different, and it's important to get those tight, but not too tight. So again, for those wanting to do it, just ensure that you get things to the proper torque with a torque wrench. And of course, then you shouldn't have any issues of question or bringing it back in for the maintenance that you wanted to perform.
What's the most common mistake you've seen at the shop when people bring in and go, I was trying to do this myself, but...
Broken bolts. Not
broken
following
bolts.
Torque specs.
Over-torqued and getting...
Over-torqued and cracking... plastic pieces that mm-hmm. these bolts run through, they over torque them and then they crack the plastic. And
it just doesn't feel tight enough.
crack.
It's too tight now. And, sometimes that crack can be a costly repair if it's,
The intake manifold,
And so, again, it's so important as technicians for us to know exactly what we're working on and to know the torque specifications for all these vehicles. And again, so much of this vehicle, even under the hood, is plastic now. It's not a big iron block that we all knew. And mm-hmm. so when you're talking aluminum bolts and smaller ones, it's easy to break them.
Okay, we got to take a quick break. This is Pep Talk with the Car Care Show. If you've got a question, 850-437-1620. We'll be right back. You're listening to Pep Talk, and this is the Car Care Show with Ken and Kenny Chartel with Affordable Automotive in Gulf Breeze and our friend Howard Seaton, who is here as our marketing consultant. So y'all were talking about those pre-certified, you know, when I've seen cars and they have certified inspection, pre-certified, what does all that mean, pre-certified? What is that real? or is that just for show?
Well, the pre-certified inspections and things like that are, again, those are usually vehicles, low-mileage vehicles, fairly new vehicles, 2 to 3 years old that somebody did want to trade in because they just wanted to get, you know, there are people
move
that just
up.
Want to move up every couple of years mm-hmm. to a new vehicle. They don't mind, you know, getting rid of one. So those are the ones that fall into those pre-certified vehicles usually. Lease vehicles fall into those too a lot of times. So that's when the dealership basically goes through it. And in some cases, a dealership might extend the bumper-to-bumper warranty on the vehicle on a pre-certified vehicle.
Okay.
So, you can get a good deal on them that way. You are going to pay a top dollar for the vehicle, but you'll get a bumper-to-bumper warranty again mm-hmm. for a certain amount of time, and which isn't, you know, a bad deal either. So that's, you know, pre-owned, pre-certified, it's kind of all means about the same, but it's usually then the dealership has, you know, gone over the car with a fine-tooth comb. And
so they wouldn't necessarily need a pre-inspection outside of the dealership?
Usually on those, no, not really, because I've bought one, my Infiniti that I have, I bought that as a pre-owned, pre-certified vehicle. That's a long story of how I got to the price I did. But I gave up all the warranties, the bumper to bumper warranty, and got the car much, much cheaper. But they had already put new tires, new brakes, I mean brand new tires on it, brand new brakes, new rotors, and this was all done at the Infiniti dealer.
Mm-hmm.
There is something to be said about those. And
it's another option for those that are skeptical about the private market, mm-hmm. skeptical about a Carvana, and just aren't too inclined to want to go that route. Mm-hmm. And for those not ready to buy a brand new vehicle and take that kind of a financial hit, understand there are also other options out there that are good. You're getting that peace of mind, of course, that goes with that. And buying a car is stressful enough. Again, a house and a car are some of our biggest investments we make in our life. And remembering, you know, when we're buying a used car, we're in a stressful time. It's sometimes not because it's a choice we want to make. We're in that situation or that circumstance. The car's broke down. It needs a lot of money. I got to make a choice. New, do I keep dumping money into it? Do I go with something else? But remember, let's not trade one problem for another. We're trying to get past this and move up and get to the maintenance schedule and not, fix broken parts.
Okay. Are there any signs when you're talking to a dealer that are little red flags when you start asking questions?
Well, I'll tell you some things that should raise a green flag. You know, you're getting in an honest evaluation in condition of the vehicle, whether that be from a dealership, but more from a private seller. You know, if they're mm-hmm. telling you up front, hey, I've been good about the maintenance, but it's got the cigarette lighter doesn't work or the sun visor is a little bit broke. If they're open and willing to disclose some of that information, you can rest assured, obviously, they're trying to just let you know everything in the car. But I'm asking this price. Okay, well, that's not necessarily a red flag. Somebody who's trying to hide it won't let you take that pre-buy inspection.
Exactly.
That's something I'd run away with.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Run from, I should say. Mm-hmm. You know, and then getting a clear explanation of the risks involved and mm-hmm. things like that. As far as what we do on our end as a pre-buy is just helping the customer make a better informed decision about the vehicle that they're thinking about buying.
So if someone wants to bring a vehicle in for that pre-buy inspection, what do they need to do?
By all means, give us a call at 850-932-0811. Again, if you can give us a heads up of 24 hours or so, that would be great. Of course, give us a call. Let us know that you're interested, and we'll be happy to get you worked into our schedule so that before you sign on the dotted line, you let that salesman know, I'd like to take the car for an hour or two, have it maybe get some lunch, and have it inspected once. Yeah, if there's any issues with that, that's not a place you should be dealing with, in my opinion, or maybe try the next one across the road.
Okay, good advice. What's your phone number again and the website?
The phone number is 850-932-0811, and we can be found on the web at affordableautomotivegulfbreeze.com.
This is the Car Care Show on Pep Talk. We'll be back with the car care experts in just a couple minutes. This is the Car Care Show on Pep Talk, wrapping things up this morning with Ken and Kenny Chartel with Affordable Automotive in Gulf Breeze. Okay, guys, what are your final thoughts on used cars and pre-inspections?
Yeah, pre-purchase inspections are huge. I mean, an independent inspection before buying a car can save thousands. You know, a small upfront cost can certainly help in buying a vehicle and whether or not you make that decision. You know, and identifying immediate and future repairs. How well has the previous owner taken care of that vehicle? How good have they been about making sure that oil change has been done every 5,000 or whatever the interval might be, 3 or 5? And, you know, remember, if you've got a pre and buy inspection and now up on the lift, you noticed a little bit of an oil leak or the fact that it's going to need brakes or tires in the next 1,000 miles or 6 months, that's price leverage in your in your favor to be able to say, hey, look, it's a nice car. I like it, but it's going to need this. It's going to need that. How about let's talk about this price? And that gives you some negotiating power there, too. But, of course, the pre-buy inspection is everything. We see more post-buy than pre-buy, so we're trying to change that trend and make sure that people are aware that they've got the freedom and ability to take that car to not just Affordable Automotive, where we hope that you will, but to any of your trusted mechanics to have them take a look at a vehicle, whether it be from an independent seller or from a dealership or the mom-and-pop car shop that's up on the corner. Have somebody else take a look at it, and don't take your word for it attitude. It'll keep you from, biting that car that you just bought.
Yep.
One other quick thing, if you're going to look up, maintenance on your Carfax or whatever like that, use that VIN number in the windshield on the left corner because, like my Ford Taurus, I ruined a door but found one that was the exact same color, same year, but the VIN number on that door was not the VIN number of that car. And when Kenny went to order a power steering pump, it was the wrong power steering pump for
it. Oh, dear. Okay.
So you best if you use the one in the left-hand corner.
Okay, that's great advice.
You know, and easy things there are looking for different paint, paint discolorations.
Sure.
You've got good eyes, and you can look down that thing with the sun and let her rip.
All right, what's that phone number and website? One more time.
Oh, we're located a mile west of the Gulf Breeze Zoo at 5366 Gulf Breeze Parkway, and we can be reached at 850-932-0811, and find us online to schedule that appointment today at affordableautomotivegulfbreeze.com.